This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome everyone to the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills Friday Shir. And we continue in our series on Tefillah, which is dedicated by our dear friend Rabbi Bezalel Rose of Los Angeles, Le'ilui Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. All of the learning should be Le'ilui Nishmasai. Shavan Aliyah, Began Eden, Tim Nuchasai, Biomel Tsyoshi for Soma Shpacha, Abiyasko Tzedek. Okay, so we're going back to the order of the Tefillahs. We spoke about the bracha Matir Asurim. God relinquishes the bound at night. We're bound, we're untied, and we're tied up. There's a degree of paralysis, and Yimash Hashem frees us from our fetters. And we say the bracha Zoykev Kefufim, we could stand up straight. And now we're ready to put our feet on terra firma, and we say, Roika Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Roika Haoretz Alamayim. God spreads out the earth on the water. Now, here's the question, and the question is raised by none other than the Divrei Yoel in Rosh Hashanah for the Samar Rebbe. He quotes some of Farshim that ask, I mean, there's a whole litany of things that you have to be grateful to God for that are mentioned in the 136th chapter of Tehillim. Haydu l'Hashem ki toiv ki l'olam chasdai. For example, we say, La'oisei oirim gedoilim ki l'olam chasdai. God makes... Do we say, Baruch atah Hashem lecha chaylam, oisei oirim gedoilim? No. Do we say, Oisei hashamayim bezvuna? No. Do we say, there are a lot of things we could thank Hashem for. We could thank Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem Noisein Lechem L'chol Basar. I guess that we say in Berachas Hamazon. But there are a lot of things. So why, of all of these 26 things, do we drum up this idea that God spread the land on the water? Why that, of all things? We could say, Es Hashemesh, Es Hayireach. There are a lot of things we could say. But no, L'roika ha'aretz alamayim. This is the question of the Divrei Yoel. Hikshu ha'mefarshim. Lama mevarchin b'chol yoyim. Berchas roika ha'aretz alamayim. Ma'ishna mishar inyinei ha'briya. Shein mevarchin aleyim. This is not a personal thing. L'roika ha'aretz alamayim. This is creation of the world. There are many phenomena in creation that we don't make a specific bracha on. Why dafka this one? So, let's begin by learning the Lavush. Lavush, Rav Mordechai Yaffa writes, when a person gets off his bed and his feet touch the ground, you should say Roika Aretz Alamayim. La say Shevach LaShem Yisbarach, that he spread out the earth on the water. Says the Lavush, Hepach Tivai. It's the opposite of nature, because usually if you put a piece of earth in a bathtub, what will happen to the earth? It will sink. After all, the earth is much more physical, and water is much lighter. So it's really the fact that earth is above the water is miraculous. Sharei lefi tivan v'seder ha'yisoides, naturally and based on the elements. Hayaroi shamayim mekifin es haaretz. Really, the water should surround the earth. What it should be is, the planet should be a round ball of water with a core of earth on the inner core. I mean, naturally, earth is much heavier, so the water should be the surrounding area, and the earth should be the inner core. Yeah, that would require a lot of snorkeling, by the way, right? A lot of scuba dive. Basically, we would live underwater. And that would not be, that would be like, we wouldn't have to have mikvahs. We would basically be living in a mikvah. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know, we would all have these tubes that go up 5,000 feet. And we'd never be a lot of things, right? Nowhere to live. Vashem berachamav, he changed nature. And even though earth is heavier than water, somehow he made the planet. He made the earth on the water to give us a place to live. And this is what we say in Tehillim. Kuflam and Vavav, L'roika ha'aretz alamayim kilam chazdai. Therefore we make a bracha. So now, according to Lavush, we definitely see that it is a very important chesed that Hashem did. It is a chesed that allows for life. Without this chesed, we could not exist. But still, why we couldn't exist without the sun either? Without the sun, we couldn't, and we don't make a bracha on the sun. In the, in not as part of the Seder of waking up. In other words, we don't say Poikei Achivrim, Baruch Atashinu Chaylam, Yotzer HaShemesh. By the way, the Avudraham also says an interesting idea. He says, when you put your feet off your bed, and you put them on the ground, you make Rekar Salmayim, and it's a great human need. Shehabori Yisrael Nosim Kayach Shetach Har Salmayim. That even though the water is higher than the earth, God gathered all the water into one place so that the dry land could appear, so that to allow for a life and plant life. Otherwise, there would be nowhere for anything to grow. So in the Siddur Tzloisa de Avram, he has a very interesting question. That if the bracha, Roika Ha'aretz Alamoyim, refers to God gathering the water and allowing the dry land to appear, then the dry land appeared Memela, and there was no act of God. It only happened as a result. It's like a grumma. God gathered the water and then, but now the dry land appeared. So how could you make a bracha as if God made it? So he points out, no, it's not true. Because just because God gathered the water into one place, the dry land would not be habitable. It would be so muddy and so wet and so be like quicksand. So we needed God to do a positive act of like blow drying the land, you know. Hashem had to dry, physically dry the earth. He says, "Aval in yonoi shemetchila kishenikvu amayim al pnei adama." When the water gathered, el mokim echav nirsa aretz adainoi salacha ketit. It was still moist, like mud. Umureves ha'afuris amayim and dust mixed in the water. V'lo hayav shalamid ala. It was impossible to stand on. And God commanded that all the water in the dirt. Meaning right now it's very muddy. I was by the Dead Sea. They have I was looking for a place to go. I wanted to touch the water. You can't go. There's sinkholes. I don't know what that is. I don't want. I'm not interested in finding out exactly. Right. So that's what the planet was like. It was not habitable earth. So Hashem had to cause all the water to sink down into the Tehaim, like what happened after the Mabul. Like Ibn Ezra writes, it says the Metchila after the Mabul. It says Charvu Pneu Adama. At first, only the Pnei Adama dried, and it was not possible to live. And then Yav Shaha Aretz, it completely dried. So too, says the Tzolei Sadav Ram, in times of Bereshis, all the water gathered, but it was impossible to stand on the earth. It was quicksand. And Hashem dried it completely, so that not only is the earth in one place, but it's habitable. So he was Raka Ha'aretz Alamayim. He made it like a firm plate on top of the Tehaim. So now the question, so why don't you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem L'chaylam, Baruch Shebara Hayabasha? It's because we wanted to utilize, like we said many times, the words of tefillah are always taken from the psukim. And in Tanakh, we use this expression, L'raika Aretz Alamayim, and therefore we preserve it in the bracha. By the way, he interestingly says that according to the Rif, the Rambam, and the Smag, before you say Zoykev Kefufim, you should say Roika Haaretz Alamayim. Because how could you stand up if you don't have anything to stand on? But that's not our minhag. Our minhag is...
You could ask, why isn't this the first bracha? I mean, we don't have anything if we don't have Roika Haaretz Alamayim.
Well, if we don't wake up, it's... We'll lack it in.
But waking up is not going to do any good if you're on the war.
Okay.
Maybe it's another problem we should make. It affects every minute of every second of the day. The force of gravity. That's the thing. You throw up the space, the water will fly up, the atmosphere will go up into space, you wouldn't be able to exist. Gravity affects us every second, every minute, every person. I mean, I don't know what you call it. The force of
gravity
exists.
In Hebrew.
They didn't know the concept.
You made me think of it. Okay, good question. So I would have answered that because even we once asked, why don't you make a bracha on smell, a taste, a hearing? Said, all those things you do while you're sleeping. So nothing changed in the morning. Same thing with gravity. If without gravity, you wouldn't have been in your bed. You would have woken up in the morning, you know, passing by Venus, you know? So the question is, so then, Roika Aretz Alamayim also? Does every day God make the earth firm? Unless you say that's a daily...
Tsunami, the oceans could rise.
Here, look what the Eitz Yosef writes. Roika Aretz Alamayim. Number 6. Perish Brachazu, Ki teva hamayim asher him kalim miyusayda aretz. By nature, water is lighter than earth. The lighter something is, the more that item surrounds it. Like fire surrounds the ear, because fire is very light, so it surrounds things. Or ear and ruach surround water and the earth. So mayim noisim es ruach, varuach noisei la'ish. So lefi hateva, the water should completely envelop the earth. The water is much lighter. Earth sinks in the water. But we see that shebechelek echad nishmar tivam zeh. We see that this God preserved this. Because if you take a rock or a clod of earth, go next time you take a bath, like in 2 weeks from now, you know, and you drop it in the, you drop it in the bath, it's going to sink. So you see earth sinks in the water. So how does the United States of America stay on top of the water?
Because we are not floating on top of the water. We're a mountain that's sticking up out of the water.
How about Manhattan?
It's also
it's a mountain.
Yeah?
It's a bedrock.
Yeah, mountain, right.
It's not floating on top of the water.
At home, underneath.
I think there's water underneath. I'm assuming that.
Yeah, but it's not all water. We're not an island. We're not a raft.
Umadua ro'inu b'chlola zeha yisoychen again. Why in general is this not the case that the earth is somehow floating on the water? Avonapachuki, or it's lamalameyamayim. Vu hepachatela. Vu pele mi pilas yotzibarashis. So therefore, chazawar masakin, when you get up in the morning and you put your feet on the earth, roika haaretz alamayim, because this is a great stock of a chesed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though by nature water should surround the earth, oilam chesed yibane, God is mevatel the nature of the water so that the earth could rest on top of it. Okay. Comes the Ramah. This is amazing Ramah. I never knew this Ramah.
This is the case. That's the way he made the water. He didn't change the nature of the water. He made water in such a way that we can...
No, but in general, if you take earth, it drops to the bottom of the water. But somehow, he allowed this phenomenon that the dry land in mass is able to be above the water. The Ramah says, we all know that on Rosh Hashanah, where do we head? We after Tashlech. Davening, we do Tashlech. Where do we go for Tashlech? We go to the Mayim. V'minog shel Yisrael Torahi, v'masha holchim al Mayim, and we say, Tashlech v'mtsulas yom kochat eseinu. Why? This, I never knew this. Because when you look at the deep water, we recognize the act of creation. Nikar inyan b'riyas olam. Because mitsulas yom, the depths of the sea, is the abyss. It's the deepest part of the sea. Says Rama, by nature, it is a nature that water should cover the earth, and the earth should be the center, and the earth should be the core of the earth, of the world. Right? By nature, the earth and the ground and the dirt and the terra firma should be the core of the earth, and it should be surrounded by water. And yet, v'hi hisgalus ha'adam l'tzach b'nei adam v'adam alai einar b'loi kavanas mechuvan. And yet we see that the way the world was formulated, it was not made that way. Clearly, the Creator wants man to be able to exist. In other words, when you look at the water, what should come to mind is, hey, what's going on here? Somebody planned this because it doesn't make any sense. How is it that the water does not envelop the earth? The water reminds you that there's a boire. V'lachin anu holchim al amayim. Therefore, we go to the water to see. There's a border. And the Creator says, oh, right up till here, ad kan vesulai, don't go beyond the beach. When we go there, we see the might of the Creator. Therefore, we go on Rosh Hashanah, which is a Yom HaDin, so that everyone could ingrain in their mind the concept of Briyas HaOlam. On the day that God created the world, the greatest testimony that God created the world is the inexplicable phenomenon that the water does not cover the world. V'Hashem Yisala Melech. And if you do that, that will help you cast away all your sins. When you recognize someone made me, and this someone is so powerful that they could restrain the mighty waters, because if the waters are unrestrained, it could in a minute wash away a whole continent. You know, there could be a tsunami, and in minutes, everything is gone. I'll tell you one little story. I have a good friend in Texas. He lived in Galveston County. I was doing partners in Torah with him, and I got him a Gemara. I think it was the Sanhedrin. And I said, "Where's it? What happened to your Gemara?" I called him 1 week. Well, he said it's in the Gulf of Mexico. So what do you mean? One day the Gulf of Mexico knocked on his front door, opened up his front door, came into his house uninvited, went into out, lifted everything up, and took every last thing in his house out to the bay. In a minute. Yeah. And it happened a few times there over the last 25 years.
It's on the shore, and it's subject to a lot of hurricanes.
But if God wanted, in a minute, a continent will disappear.
Yes, so
the whole world.
270,000 people died in a few minutes. 270,000 people died.
So if you want to know, how do you see HaKadosh Baruch, that there's a creator? Look at the water and see the amazing phenomena. God says, until here, even though it's illogical, because water should be lighter than the earth. And if you do that, you think about that, you'll very soon throw away all your sins. When you realize the depths of the sea, and you see the world is new, by doing so, you'll be able to determine the existence of Hashem. And you'll regret all of your averos. And all your sins will be nimchal. And that's how you throw away your sins. Says the Satmar Rebbe, now we understand of all things, that all phenomenon in the world, the one that we focus on every morning is Roika Ha'aretz Alamayim. Because the fact that the world, that the dry land is revealed for inhabitants of the world and the water doesn't cover it, is a constant reminder of God's might. And therefore it is worthy every day of our lives to be cognizant of the fact that even though unnaturally, naturally we should be, one wave should come and wash everything away, but the Rebbe wants us to be here, and that's a good thing to think about every morning. God wants us to be here, we have a mission in this world, and it's a constant kindness of Hashem. So the truth is, every morning when we think about Roika Aretz Alamayim, what day of the year are we sort of coming back to? Tashlich. When do we do Tashlich? Rosh Hashanah. Says Rav Avram Shur, this is unbelievable. The gematria of Roika Aretz Alamayim, Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Rav Avram Shor in his Sefer on Chumash, Halakach v'Halibov. When we say every day Roika Aretz Alamayim, we have to think when we say that, it's like we're standing on Rosh Hashanah by the seashore, reminding ourselves about the might of the Creator, and really how naturally the world should be covered in water, and how the Ribbono Shel Olam in His might withholds the water. So the experience of Roika Aretz Alamayim is virtually taking you back to Rosh Hashanah. Hence, numerical value Roika Aretz Alamayim is Rosh Hashanah. That's pretty amazing.
Check that out. Verify.
Yeah, you can check it.
Not yet.
Not yet. Some more water.
Another thought. Rav Shimon Schwab in his Sefer Ion Tfila. Roika Haaretz Alamayim, Shehikrim HaKadosh Baruch HaYabash Alanoizim. God fermented, God congealed the dry land on the flowing water. Water, metal, that is in the depth of the earth. Now, Rav Shimon Schwab adds a very nice idea. Part of this Haidah is the ability that we have to stand on terra firma. What's terra firma?
Ground,
solid ground. Anyone here ever experience an earthquake? A real earthquake. How do you feel? How do you feel?
It was like an ocean. Yeah. The land.
Yeah?
You felt like an ocean.
Opposite of terra firma.
I was on the 8th floor of a hotel and the room shook.
What is your security level at the time of an earthquake?
Zero.
How do you feel in terms of safety at time of earthquake?
Insecure.
Insecure. Jack hit it on the head. Insecure. You feel like you're on the water. The Gemara says in Masechta Tamid, all seafarers, lo misva daitaihon ad solkin liabeshta. All seafarers, they don't have misva daite. What is that called? Yishuv hadas. You know what Yishuv Hadas is? What's Yishuv Hadas? Peace of mind. People on the water don't have peace of mind. Because how can you have peace of mind when you're, you know, swaying back.
So if you're on a ship, do you say this, Bracha?
Yeah, because it's going on the blessing of the world, but it's very hard to have Yishuv Hadas when you're holding on, when you're on the subway. Yeah.
I came to the United States by boat, 11 days. I counted the days. First, I thought it was exciting, and there was also a storm headed. I couldn't wait to get off the boat. I was going out of my mind. I couldn't eat, I could not sleep. You can't even sleep. It's constantly shaking back and forth.
So you don't, the Gemara says, you don't have. Anyone who ever experienced an earthquake knows the feeling. It's like the ground is rolling under you and you have nothing to stand on. Also,
he says,
someone who's on an airplane, you don't have peace of mind until you land. You're not on the ground. The ground gives you a certain security. So part of the blessing of Roika Haaretz Alamayim is the peace of mind that is offered to a person, the Yishuv Hadas. The Sfas Emes, Rabbi Avraham Shor brings in his commentary to the Berachas HaShachar. The Sfas Emes in a letter quotes a Gemara in Nedarim. Pachaz Ola Yitzri. That the Yetzihara is very acute and very powerful when a person is in a state of Pachaz and Bahala. When you don't have peace of mind, when you're not settled, when a person feels insecure, the Yetzihara has a much easier time getting a person to succumb. He says, Yesh l'adam l'zbaynein. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, God could have made it that the earth is on the water, and basically we're like living on a boat. And if he would have done that, it would have been a big chesed. But we would have been lacking one thing.
We'd be shuckling automatically.
Right? Imagine if our whole life we'd be walking around, you know, there'd be poles everywhere, like on the subway. Right? We would get used to it, but we would not have the same security that we have standing on the dry land. So part of the bracha, Roik Aretz Alamayim, is God, we thank you that not only do we have dry land to walk on, but we also have a sense of security to walk on terra firma. And this gives us the peace of mind and the organization and the Yishuv Hadas to be able to deal with challenges in life. Because we all know that, you know, sometimes people could nag you and you could deal with it, right? Because you're in a good place. But when someone's feeling a little overwhelmed, then you can get more irritated, right? So when a person has Yishuv Hadas, they're much better equipped to deal with life's challenges. So part of this bracha is thanking Hashem for the ability to have Yishuv Hadas. Now, says Rav Avram Shor, this is, you know, Al Pi Darkoi, that we know in the Hoshanas, one of the things we pray to God is, God, save me, Hoshana Nefesh Mi Bahala. Save my soul from confusion and Bahala. But if we're thanking God that He gave us Yishuv Hadas, we all need to think in our own lives, if we're living in a way where we give ourselves the best opportunity to have Yishuv Hadas, or are we filling our lives with what he calls V'kelim, Y'kelim, Shainim. So I'm not going to tell you what these Kelim, Shainim that disturb our peace of mind is, but many people attach them to their belts or their pockets, where instead of giving a person Yishuv Hadas, they give a person Bahala and distraction, where today these Kelim, Y'kelim, Shainim have caused more anxiety and more emotional disorders than in any other generation in the history of the world. So if we're thanking God that He gave us a terra firma and the ability to have Yishuv Hadas, we all need to maximize the Yishuv Hadas we have in our own lives to be able to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everyone else in our lives in the appropriate way. One more idea, and then we'll call it a day. The Rabbi Avraham Shor brings from the Sefer Or HaChachma. And I tell you the truth, this is the number 13. Rabbi Avraham Shor brings in the Sefer Or HaChachma from... I looked up the Or HaChachma and I did not see exactly where he says this idea, but I do like this very beautiful thought. And that is, Rabbi Chaim Vital writes that there are four elements of matter.
Fire,
water, wind, and earth. By the way, I saw a beautiful idea. We know there are four holy cities in Israel. There's Yushalayim, Tzvas, Tveria, Chevron. These are the four elements of the world. How's that? Yerushalayim is fire. That's the Eishmin Shamayim. Aroin is Or, fire, the light. So Yerushalayim represents fire. Tveria is on the water, the Kinneret. You could even have a nice lunch on the water, right? Okay, so Tveria is water, the Yam Kinneret. Tzfas, best air in the world. Most pristine air, high up in the mountains. That's, and earth, Chevron is the rocky terrain. It's earth, that's where all the kvarim are. I saw in a sefer. I heard it when I was in Chevron, and I looked it up. It says that they say. Anyway, I like that idea. But Mayim represents Taiva. Mayim represents Taiva. Like the Dar HaMabul was punished with a torrent of water. Mayim is Chesed, right? The Koyach of Mayim is the Koyach of Chesed, but unbridled Chesed is Arayas. So Mayim, that's why Yishmael is always busy by the Mayim. Yishmael is the Baal Taiva. On the other hand, So the Sefer Or HaChachma says as follows. He has a beautiful approach to Kriyas Yam Suf, and with this we can answer one simple question. We know that in order for the sea to split, it says Hayam Ra Vayanas. The sea saw and it fled. What did the sea see?
Yosef.
The sea saw
Yosef.
Aroin Eshel Yosef. And somehow the coffin of Joseph made the sea split. What does Yosef got to do with the splitting of the sea? So the Or HaChachma says a beautiful idea. Mayim is Taiva. The Mitzrayim were a society of Arayas. It's Ervas Ha'aretz. It's Eretz Zima. Kitayavas Eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Arayas. They needed to God drowned them in the water to indicate they were immersed in their Taiva. As opposed to the Jewish people, who they were gedurim ba'arayos. We know one of the four things that they were zeicha to leave, then they were God. So Hashem split the sea for them, indicating that they were not immersed in the water of Taiva. That's the idea of Kriyas Yam Suf. Now, why did the sea split for Yosef? Because Yosef is the paragon of the one who's able to overcome the challenge, the temptation of Taiva. So when the sea saw the great act of Yosef, which instilled in Klal Yisrael the ability to rise above the Mayim, so therefore, the Mitzrayim drowned in the Mayim, and we were able to overcome the Mayim. So part of the bracha of Roika Ha'aretz Al HaMayim is God gave the human being the wherewithal to overcome the challenges in life and the temptations of life, and to say that we don't need to immerse ourselves and to drown in that, but we're able to deal with the challenges b'chachma, and that's another kavana, Roika Ha'aretz Al HaMayim. Rabbeisai, have a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.